Joan Didion has been writing about the personal and the political since the late 50s. Her novels include Play It As It Lays, Democracy, and Book of Common Prayer. Her essays have been collected in the books Slouching Toward Bethlehem and The White Album. She's also written about El Salvador and the Cuban community in Miami. Joan Didion has a new collection of essays called After Henry. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
I've been reading Joan Didion for more than 30 years. From her early days at Vogue and National Review, through the middle period in Esquire and Life, to the Augustan Imperial essays for The New Yorker and the New York Review of Books, with the novels crouching here and there in the blank uneasiness, like griffins, lion-colored, eagle-eyed. I've said variously that she writes with a razor, stings like a scorpion, registers like an early warning system or a seismograph, every tremor on the fault line of the culture, all our paranoid vibrations. It's a hard style to describe, much less approximate, part movies and part desert, and full of nameless blue-eyed dread, like the pop art you find at the Temporary Contemporary in Los Angeles, past the kosher burrito stand, so many spiders, somehow gaudy, in the sand. But a style also bi-coastal, western spaces in New York drop-dead smarty pants. It's as if she paints a bruise. Her motion has been from the personal to the political, from a third world of women to third worlds like El Salvador and Cuban Miami, to the burning towers and broken tile of our own politics. She doesn't exactly whistle in these bare ruined choirs. She's waiting for the big one, a Manson or a Quake, for the fire to come down from the hills to Malibu, for cannibals to eat New York. Meanwhile, brilliantly, she deconstructs. Deconstruction is really disenchantment. In After Henry, Didion is deconstructing what she calls the narratives of Washington, California, and New York. Narratives, she says, are lies we tell each other to get us through the night. Although everywhere we look is what she calls some tropism toward disorder, yet we tell each other pretty stories about Nancy Reagan and Patty Hearst, Mayor Tom Bradley in the Los Angeles Times, Hollywood writers on strike and New York demagogues on the late night news, nuclear reactors in Berkeley, boat people in Hong Kong, and joggers in Central Park. Didion and her husband have just moved back to New York, and she seems to be wondering why, since the New York narrative about itself is so sentimental as to be surreal, especially in the Central Park jogger case. On the other hand, she was writing before Los Angeles went up in flames. Maybe there's something to be said, after all, for the gorgeous mosaic sentimental narrative of a David Dinkins versus the business and bulldozers bulletins of a Tom Bradley. Never mind. Did you know that white New Yorkers are in less mortal danger today than they were 15 years ago? Didion tells us that the number of white murder victims in my city has steadily declined from 361 in 1977 to 190 in 1989. I read four New York newspapers every morning, and I didn't know this, and I should have, just as I should have known that Ronald and Nancy Reagan have never paid for a house of their own. That Los Angeles itself is afloat financially only because of motion pictures, junk bonds, and the stealth bomber. And that big city parks, even in London, even in Paris, have been very dangerous places after dark, at least since the 19th century. There are more subordinate clauses in Didion's style than there used to be, because the reporter in her makes life difficult for the impressionist. But she's just as lucid, just as eerie, the ice queen of our disenchantment.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed After Henry, a new collection of essays by Joan Didion.